Merry Christmas to everyone, and welcome home, or welcome back home, perhaps. In 1994, Mariah Carey co-wrote a Christmas song that still remains very popular. And the first couple lines are, I don't want a lot for Christmas, there's just one thing I need. And a few lines down, she says, and the line everybody should remember if you've heard it, all I want for Christmas is you. And of course, Mariah was looking for romance. She was looking for the man who would come into her life and complete and fulfill her, and perhaps maybe in a sense to come and save her and make everything right. In our first reading today on this Christmas morning, we hear from the prophet Isaiah. And of course, he spoke to a people who was longing for so long for a Messiah, for a Savior to come, a people who knew oppression and exile, and were always feeling uncomfortable and not feeling like God was with them. But the prophet told them, see, your Savior comes. And that's what we celebrate today, of course, on Christmas. We celebrate God becoming one of us. Emmanuel, God is with us. And he is present to us in so many ways in our lives. He's present to us in such a special way every time we come to celebrate the Eucharist. As we hear his word, he still speaks to us through his word. We encounter him and one another as we are his members, the members of the body of Christ. We are the members of his family. And of course, most especially, we receive him and encounter him the most special way as we receive him in his very body and blood. That's not to mention, of course, the times in our daily lives just in encountering Christ and those in need around us, or opportunities we have as well to be Christ to others. But too often we move too fast in life and we take his presence for granted in our lives, but we know that a person's presence is so very important. I was reflecting earlier this week and I was just thinking about how much my dad's presence has meant in my life. Growing up, and especially I was thinking about all the sports I was involved in. He worked a lot, he did a lot around the house, but for my basketball games, my cross-country meets, and my track meets, he was always there. He found a way to get there. Of course, that meant a lot more than the Christmas presents or whatever else he gave me, but giving me his time, giving me his presence, and being there for me, of course, meant so very much. And of course, that's a reflection of the Father's great love for us, and the Father sending us his Son to save us so that we could be with him now and, of course, be with him for all eternity, where he calls us to our ultimate home. And even now when I talk to my parents on the phone, those times that I don't make it home over my day of rest, and the question always comes up, or even when I am home, when before I leave, when are you coming home next? When are you coming home next? Because the Lord, it's a reflection too of the Lord inviting us home. And this is our home. When we join together as our family, the church, we come here to be with Jesus, and we come here and he feeds us. He gives us himself so that we can be transformed and go forth, of course, and to share him with the world. Because he is planted this deep desire in our hearts, of course, for him. As Mariah says in the song, there is just one thing I need, there's just one thing that we need, and most of all, of course, that is Jesus in our lives and recognizing his presence in our lives. But in the song a little bit further down, she says, I just want you for my own more than you could ever know. I just want you for my own more than you could ever know. And those, in reality, that's the Father's words to us. Those are Jesus' words for us. Even though we desire him, he desires us all the more. And that great love that he has for us, that love that took flesh, that love that came to save us, continually calls us to draw closer to him and to find refuge in his heart and his love in our lives. And in the gospel from last night's set of readings, we hear just a little bit earlier in Luke's gospel from what we heard today, Luke speaks about how, of course, They took Mary took the baby Jesus, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them at the inn. Reminding us, of course, that Jesus came right into the mess of our world, right into the ordinary, because of that great love for us, coming as a vulnerable child and inviting us to make room in our hearts for him and our lives, to invite him into every part of our lives so he can save us and liberate us and bring us the peace that only he can bring. And of course, he invites us not only to make room in our hearts for him, but he invites us to give him our very hearts, to give him our lives, as he has given everything, of course, for us. So as we give thanks and praise to God for the gift of his Son, who came to save us and to be with us, we pray that our hearts would be open to receive him, that we'd have the courage to receive him and to share him with one another.